It's been quite a journey for you, hasn't it? Your career, Birmingham girl. Do you sometimes find yourself thinking, can this really be true? Has it really happened to me, all this?
I pinch myself and think, how do I fit it all in? I just never have a break, and there's so much going on. And I find the older I'm getting, the busier I'm getting, and I'm not complaining, but that does surprise me. But going back to Lincolnshire, my paternal grandfather was from Lincoln, so I feel very connected to Lincoln. My father told me that between the wars, my grandfather walked from Lincoln to Birmingham with a wheelbarrow full of tools to find work. So whenever I come to Lincoln, I feel very fond of it.
So it's sort of a spiritual home for you in a way.
I suppose so, yes.
Work's pretty well dominated your life, hasn't it? You're a bit of a workaholic.
Yeah.
And you love it.
Well, I mean, who could not love it? I mean, I'm going on stage every night at the moment making people laugh. That is just fantastic, and I'm totally addicted to it. It's the only time, you know, you can shut out the telephone calls, the email, the Facebook messages. You go on stage and it's real. It's really fantastic.
Toya, did you sort of think, you know, at an early age, well, I want to be a pop icon, a pop star, an actress? Because whatever door seems to open for you, you just seem to do it very, very well indeed.
I knew at the age of 7 that I wanted to act and sing, and to be honest, it's the only thing I can do. People often say to me, what would you do if you weren't doing this? There's nothing else I could do. I can only act and sing, and I can write. I love writing, but there's no other job that I'm made for. I'm completely unemployable. So I think I'm in, you know, I've ended up in this fantastically eclectic profession.
Now, I'm going to show my age now, and I'm sure others of a certain age will remember you in Shoestring on the telly.
Fantastic.
It was when you would rush home to watch a programme on the telly. It wasn't on demand in those days. You had to be there at the time it started. But you were on that show, weren't you? Trevor Eve, many years ago.
Wonderful. I loved it. And we shot it on Weston-super-Mare Pier.
Yeah.
And my mother and father met on that pier because my mother was a dancer. And
did they really?
She was dancing in the pier theatre.
Gosh.
So there I was filming there. And it was, they featured all the music from my first EP, and it just went soaring into the charts. And it was lovely working with Trevor Eve.
Time flies, doesn't it?
That was about 34 years ago.
Really? As much as that?
Oh, yeah.
This show, it's quite a challenge for you, Toya, isn't it? Because the three of you are in it. Just remind us who else you're appearing alongside.
The writer is Julie Coombe, and she's in it as well. And Sarah Jane Buckley is the other actress. And it's a three-hander. It's like stand-up comedy. We all play ourselves and we talk about our real-life experiences. But we also play eight characters, so there's sketches as well. It's a pure celebration of women. I tell people it's not feminism and it's not political. This is just naughtiness. It's a naughty show. There shouldn't be any under-16s in this show.
It's pretty hectic. Can you ever remember anything quite as hectic as this when you were touring with the band?
Oh, yeah, yeah, all the time. This is what it's like. We're in a different town every day. We're doing 67 venues. I'm enjoying it because I like England and Great Britain. I enjoy this country very much. And I love the towns, and I tend to holiday in this country.
But, Toya, it must be five-star hotels for you now. It's not sort of kipping down in the back of a van anymore, is it?
That's Travel Lodges and Premier Inns. It's good. It's really good fun.
Does this mean everything else is put on hold at the moment? Because you're still very active on the music scene. You've got projects on the go all the while, haven't you? How do you manage to combine the lot?
Well, at the moment, everything's on hold because, you know, my press schedule on Hormonal Housewives and Four of Us Travel a Day, there's not really much else you can do. I'm booking the band for the rest of the year, and I've got a new album out with my band, The Humans, which is my Seattle bass band. Mm. So I'm just trying to keep everything moving along, but really Hormonal Housewives dominates everything at the moment, and it will do for the next 10 weeks.
And do you think there'll ever be a point, Toya, where you manage to put your feet up and think, well, I've enjoyed that now, but I think I'm just going to ease back a little bit?
Yeah, I think that could happen this year to that extent. Where I'm very lucky with the band is we mainly at weekends, which is my choice, and they're very happy with it as well. So I'm looking at the summer, just working at weekends with the band, doing the huge 80s shows in the stadiums, and then taking the weekdays off.